Every day should be Friday.
That's a good line by BA. Lights up the Cleveland night. That was a good line.
There were a lot of good lines last night. Yeah. The key
Brian is really good.
The key is to kind of have them in your mental Rolodex and not plan them out.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so. Don't you?
Best way, probably.
Just kind of maybe
Otherwise, they sound a little stale.
Yeah.
Do you believe in miracles?
Remember when we had Al Michaels on? And he was like, I think it just kind of came out. It was something he was thinking about. And somebody, that was a show. He was on this show when he said it.
Is it bad that it's become one of my favorite things is to hit him with dings every so often to watch him get offended?
Yep.
Okay. Totally offended. All right, so we are going to second guess the manager as we've been doing all the time. If you're going to do it while they're losing, you got to do it when they win, too. So that's part of the game on this show. If you want to get in on the show, 216-474-0092. Give me your overwhelming feeling right now about the series. And we're going to go to the phones because I know there's a lot of people I want to talk to.
Clearly, the Yankees are the favorite to win. They're up 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
And the Guardians needed miraculous things to happen to win Game 3, just as the Yankees kind of did. You know, back-to-back home runs against Class A, that's pretty amazing. That worked for them. I'm still worried about the pitching a little bit. I think Stephen Vogt is using the bullpen like crazy, which is a good thing. By the way, when did the bullpen become known as the Four Horsemen?
When did that happen? 2 games ago.
You weren't here for that. I was talking with the other BA about the Four Horsemen.
When did that start?
I think it
was BA.
Brian Anderson may have started that. Yeah, I actually really like it.
Okay, great.
I mean, I like the Class A's Ric Flair. I think Arn Anderson turns into, we'll kind of build it from
there.
Are
you thinking that Four Horsemen?
Oh, without question.
Yeah, okay, well, you're probably the only one.
Politely disagree.
I think the Yankees are still clearly, you know, in the driver's seat in this series. They're up 2-1. That could change tonight. I mean, Guardians win tonight, it's a different series. And it's a best of three. By the way, can before we do anything else and miraculous and phenomenal and everything else.
Right.
Matthew Boyd, thank you very much.
Wasn't it nice to see a traditional start last night?
Well, we're going to second guess the manager. It all worked out. But the dude gave up a run on 2 hits through 5 and looked good.
Yeah, he did.
And had thrown only 75 pitches.
Okay, let's talk about this. We'll second guess the manager coming up.
Yep.
It was absolutely thrilling. I mean, and I'm sure for everybody it was thrilling. Like, if you were at the ballpark last night, like Andrew Siciliano was, and we'll talk to him coming up here in a little bit. I mean, that's a game you never, ever forget. I'm a little concerned. I mean, and again, I turned the page pretty quick after I was excited because, okay, it's 2-1. It's not 3-0. That was my first feeling about
that. It's not even 2-2.
No, and there's a lot of baseball left.
You had to have it or you're done.
So here's like, I hate to say this. This is the thing in the back of my mind, and I'm not being negative. But it's just still one of the most fantastic games I've ever, and I was lucky enough to be there, is when the Indians beat the Yankees 22-0 in 2004. And I'll never forget that game.
Not much drama there, though.
No, but it was amazing. I mean, Omar had 6 hits. He was 6-for-7. Jake Westbrook got the win. I mean, it was just one of those nights you were just like, this is unbelievable. I can't believe this is happening. And then the Yankees won the series. Like, that's the part that will always stick with me was, you know, they had this fantastic game. I think it was the biggest blowout in Yankees history in New York. And it was just this thing you can kind of hang your hat on. And then you're like, they didn't win the series. So that 22-0 didn't really mean a whole lot. Now, last night's game is meaningful no matter what, because it doesn't matter what happens down the road. Like, you'll always remember this game. You always will. It was one of those games, right?
There are very few games, I think, that people actually remember. Very few games.
Right, especially when you're playing 162.
This will be one of them.
No hitters you remember, perfect games you remember.
I mean, through your entire life.
Balls going off Canseco's head, you really remember, right? I agree with you. So in the back of my mind, it's still baseball. And in the back of my mind, I just remember how excited I was about that 22-0. And then the Yankees came back and won the series in New York. So a lot of new baseball, a lot of baseball to be played, especially over the next 2 days. I think tonight's another must win. I mean, that's what happened. And you got to keep winning at home. And, man, if you could push this thing back to New York up 3-2, that would be amazing. But you want to talk about putting the cart way ahead of the horse, you do that. I'm not going to do that. Jeff is in North Olmsted. Hi, Jeff.
Hello, Jeff.
How about those Guardians, baby?
There we go.
The I could not wait. I actually took a break from work. I could not wait to call you guys because, number one, I enjoy talking with you. You guys are fantastic. But a couple weeks ago, we were doing a Browns Therapy Monday segment, and I called you guys, and at the end of the segment, I reminded you guys about the Guardians and the run we were on, and I said we would see them in the World Series after we beat the Yankees. That has not changed in my mind. I am riding the emotional high right now. I cannot believe how fantastic that felt last night watching that game. I actually had tears in my eyes after John Kenzie hit the home run. So that shows how emotionally invested I am in this team because I believe in them. Two talking points with Voight, and this is what I think is interesting. One, does Josh Naylor not look non-existent in this playoff series?
That doubleheader felt like it was the doubleheader was brutal. It was just brutal.
Okay, so here's my thing with Naylor. He looks out of shape. It looks like he's gained a little bit of weight over this season, and he just doesn't look like he's playing like the same type of ball. So that's something I would consider with Voight. I know he's the 4-5 hitter. You don't want to take a starter that plays every day out of the lineup. I want Manzardo's bat in the lineup. So however we have to get it there, we got to get it there. And you can't take John Kenzie's bat out after last night. So that's the first point. Second point
I liked him as a pinch hitter. I'm not going to lie, but keep going. Yeah,
it was nice to, see somebody off the bench late who could do some damage.
Well, of course. And I guess we'll play devil's advocate with that, right? So here's my other point, and this is the big one. In the eighth inning against Soto, Gattis threw five or six pitches, got two quick outs. Why are we walking Juan Soto there? Pitch to him. You got a two-run lead. The worst thing that happens is you give up a home run and it's 3-2. Then Judge comes up and you pitch to him. I'm walking Aaron Judge for the rest of the series in those positions every single time. If there's a base open, put him on. Stop pitching to these guys. We're putting ourselves in that spot. Having Class A pitch anything more than three outs has been detrimental this entire postseason. He's given up six runs if he's had to pitch more than three outs. We need to get him the ball in the ninth in his normal groove where he's mentally prepared. I've got to come in and get three. That's all I got to do.
All right, Jeff, thank you. Good phone call. Appreciate it.
He makes a great point. The home runs given up by Class A were huge. Doesn't happen if you don't walk Soto and it's two outs and you're up by two. Just pitch to the guy. Throw the ball over the plate. If he hits it, he hits it. So that set up Class A to have a couple of mistakes.
Well, we will second guess the manager coming up here in a bit. Jared's in Westlake. Hi, Jared.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Well, I was at the game. It'll go down in the annals of Indians/Guardians history and maybe the sports annals of Cleveland as one of the greatest games, save Rajay Davis's home run that did not win the World Series. But nevertheless, it was a great game last night. But you know, guys, I looked around after and before the game. The bars and restaurants were full. And I know there was some coverage of what do you think of Haslam's stadium, plans for development in Brook Park.
Yeah, keep going. Yep.
This is gonna die on the vine. You're killing the businesses in downtown Cleveland. I think that's what the mayor's talking about.
Frank, stop. It's 10 dates. It's not even 10 dates a season. If you lose the Guardians or you lose the Cavs, then we're talking. The city can't even handle pregame right now. The West 6 tailgate just got shut down. I mean, we're talking about these businesses. We can't even do our pregame shows down there now. So, again, can we stop comparing a venue that is maybe having 10 events a year? It's just ridiculous.
And where's anybody who's coming in for a football game going to stay?
They still have to stay downtown.
They're going to stay downtown. They're going to spend their
money
downtown.
Yeah, you're going to get some more. Yeah, if I'm looking at the airport right now, anybody see any hotels there now?
Yeah, they just tore one down.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for playing. 216-474-0092. Let's stick to Guardians. I'll take more phone calls. Let's keep doing that.
Stadium
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.